Yeah. Who watched this movie? Who watched this movie? Who watched this movie? Who watched this movie?
Well, she sneaks around the world from Vienna to Carolina. She's sticky finger filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a long boat to China. Tell me,
where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Steal their soul in South Korea, making that it could cry uncle from the Red Sea to Greenland. They'll be singing the blues. Well, they never Arkansas her steal for me. Come from the jungle.
In the world is
Carmen Sandiego.
She go from Nashville to Norway, Bon Andrew, Zimbabwe, Chicago to Czechoslovakia and back.
Well, she'll rent and Pakistan and run a scam in Scandinavia. Then she'll stick them up down under and a big pocket burn. She was the miss and misdemeanor when she stole the beans from Lima. Tell me,
where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Tell me.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where could she be?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Three. Radio Remix.
I love this show.
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
And hello out there to everyone. It's me, Archange UK. Welcome you to another Radio Redux. The music you were just listening to was actually a world exclusive. Yay! Woo! Yeah. As Hypersonic has pointed out, it was opening. But opening to what? Hypersonic asks. Well, that was actually the first minute music of Night of the Werehog. So yes, that was the opening section. Without any of the various effects or grunts or huh's or anything else going on. But yes, that was the first minute's worth of music. So like, before that, of course, we had, right at the very beginning, we had from Rockapella, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, which ties in very well with the name of this podcast, if you haven't seen it already, which is Where in the World is Sonic San Hedgio? Hedgehogio, or Hoggio, or something or the other. I can't remember what I wrote now. Something. It was something witty and funny, and, you know, half-decent pun-type thing we do. But, yeah. So, and between that, we actually had, obviously, Jet Riddick and his possibilities. Now, I get to confirm something now. That is, not only is it not the main theme of Sonic Unleashed, it is the vocal theme of Sonic Unleashed, for a start. And that is also the short version of the vocal theme of Sonic Unleashed, because there is a much fuller, longer one, which I'm not sure people have heard yet. But yeah, it goes on for at least another verse, and I think maybe another two verses. I think it's a sort of a 3-4 minuter in total. And I found that out by playing the game. So yes, to confirm, because I've been getting all sorts of messages from people saying, are you playing Sonic Unleashed? Is your player Sonic Unleashed on Xbox Live? And the answer is yes, I was playing Sonic Unleashed because I now own Sonic Unleashed. I finally got some code, and I thought, you know, as me names on the credits for it, might, you know, have a decent play of it before I get demo it. I thought that was a pretty good ask. So yeah, that's what I've been doing for most of the weekend and most of Friday. And basically, yeah, it took me a while to get this code, to be fair. And it took even longer to fend off all these people going, oh, how did you get it? And sort of being very suspicious, like, how did you get it? I got it because I work for the company that made it! So, yeah. And I'm going to be telling you some bits about it, some little things that that I've found, and I'm not going to give away anything major, obviously. But I've been playing it for quite a while now, and I've only done the first Chaos Emerald, so I've only re-empowered the first Chaos Emerald. So it's quite a lot of gameplay on this, in terms of time, which would please you. It's incredibly enjoyable. I'm gonna go through, because one of the other things I've been asked a lot is like, should I buy it? Now, let's see, you're asking the guy that works for Sega if you should buy the game. Yes, you should buy the game. You should buy 5 copies of it. You should buy 5 copies of it so that I get a very big bonus at the end of the year. That's what you should do. No, not really. Now, I did a sort of long spiel on Rex, which I'll read out later. And because it is guidelines for you, for the Sonic fan base, it's not to be taken too seriously, obviously, but it's some guidelines, some rules that the Sonic fan base can use in order to decide whether or not they should buy the damn game. which summarise you should. So, how have you all been? I've been fine. I had a nice week off. Philo quickly asks, have you been playing the Wii or PS3 version? And the answer is neither, because I was playing on a 360 and people were seeing it on Xbox Live. I don't own a Wii or a PS3, so it wouldn't have been much use if they'd given me code for it. Earthheart points out, wouldn't it be four copies, one of each version? Well, yes, but surely you show, you know, favouritism to one brand. Who else says 360 sucks? Well, 360 may suck, but frankly, it's what I've got. It gets me achievements, yay. Anyway, so as I was saying, how you guys been? I had the week off. I had a week off from the show last week, mainly because I was sick and damn tired of people asking about the stupid release date. Luckily, that's all been confirmed now. In terms of Europe, you all know that Europe is getting it on Wii 360 and PS3 on the 28th of November, which is obviously a Friday, as European release dates so often occur. By often I mean all the time. Whereas I have also confirmed that I don't know the US release date. I do not work for Sega of America. Sega of America and Sega Europe do work very, very closely. A lot more closely than they used to. A lot closer. But that doesn't mean we're one company, otherwise they would just be Sega West. Sega West is a term that we use in order to say that's sort of the combined force, and we do sort of announce things together, and we usually sort of release websites together and things like that. If everyone says ask, hello? Don't know what's going on there. Anyway, yes, I combusted in the vast array of anger at Wuhan. But to to clarify my point, you say ask to know the release date. What the fuck do you think I've been doing for the God knows how long? Seriously. So, I thought I was going on with this mic. That's peculiar. Anyway, so, to go back over the old grounds that I've already covered in the last 2 minutes, there was... I was explaining the Sega situation, in that Sega Europe and Sega America do work together on things. They do classify themselves when they're speaking together as a unit, as Sega West. However, that is not to say that they are the same company, otherwise they wouldn't be an SOE and an SOA, they would just be a Sega West. SOA announce things before we do, SOE, some get things before SOA do, so it's one of those things. I mean, the announcement about what is in America, it's was it Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, that was kind of known. There was known about it. That was known about in the US, but we couldn't really say anything over here until it was confirmed, and we announced it. So that was. That was in came to be a Mega Drive collection. There is a reason it's called Sonic Genesis Collection in the US. It shouldn't be taken as a Sonic compilation. It's not intended to be. So there is a US version of AUK now, by the name of Kelly. I don't know her username, actually, basically, she'll be around and about, eventually. If you're in America and you remember the Sonic Facebook group, you probably received a message from her recently. I like the idea of Sega of Cornwall. I think we should do that. Yes, you said, no, I should be bunged up to just head of Sonic overall, really, shouldn't I? That'd be much better. But yes, I was going through a list of people about what's going on. So, saying hello to Blake Draco, who I'm hoping is listening in, but he might not be. Echo Hawk was listening in. Then from the bottom, Zolif Vija, Earthheart, who should be working, might be listening, we're not quite sure. Turbo Tombi, the Sai. Staff Soddy, Squirrel 2, Shadow Fox 04, Ringtailed Fox, Pro Lager, not LSNK, which is not to say that, you know, LSNK is actually made of string and then tied up in some kind of, you know, some kind of reef or granny knot or something like that, but it's just not LSNK. Mazes, Gitsuna, Joe Forever, who is reading.
Stop reading and listen.
Hypersonic, Guest 42970. Are you Guest 42970? Are you in relation to Guest 42969? Gerbilsoft, Flyfox, Fuha, D'Artagnan, somebody, Rock and Rory, MK Birdie, Joshua, and the immortal Chanbot.
Chanbot owns your soul.
Anyway, so that's the situation. I'm going to tell you more about some sort of some various unleashed things later on. Earthfall says he's kind of listening. Winamp's being gay and buffering tons. Yeah, it doesn't surprise. So let's get on with this. Who's doing what? Somebody's messaged me. Blake says, yeah, I am fool. Well, I appear the fool isn't Blake Draco. Which reminds me, Blake, are you free Friday? Fancy coming down to London? Let's see. Yes, so I'm going to take a break and recompose it, because I kind of lost my thread a bit. Let's put on some music in order to facilitate that. Anyone got anything they want me to play? Presumably, you know, that's Sonic and good. Secret rings. Let's put some secret rings on. Blue on the Run for Captain Behemoth. We're going to have, and then we're going to follow that by a track that somebody in the chat room is going to tell me in just a second. So feel free to get your questions in. Hubsock asks for more Unleashed Muzak. I do not have any more Unleashed Muzak. I'm not going to play any more of the Werehog soundtrack, obviously. However, I will gladly play something or the other. Mike Taylor says, Echo's just messaged me with something. Jet Stream from SR2. That's a very good suggestion, sweetheart. And we'll add that as well. There's no one's requesting any music. I'm going to just play that then. So we're going to have the Catch Me If You Can. Oops, where's that gone? Shooting Star Story. So we're going to have those two tracks now, and maybe something else afterwards. I keep wanting to fly. I keep being asked for Flying Battery Zone every time I do a show, it seems. I'm going to put on the Flying Battery music from Project Chaos. I think it's Project Chaos. Right, those are coming up, and I will have stuff to do / talk about later on. Okay, see you in a bit. And I'm going to end it there and come back to Flying Battery and also Rusty Ruin, which was also asked as my sort of end songs. I'm being going to be very sort of tight on time today and very sort of accurate on time because I want to end the show on the hour for once. So, I was going to talk about Sonic Unleashed. You might have heard of this game. It's an intriguing title. I think it's some series called Sonic the Hedgehog, which has been going for a little while now. Who's chatting at me? Who's chatting at me? Mike's chatting at me. Hello to Mike Taylor, who might be listening in and might not. We just don't know. I'm sorry to ask a question. I've got a question since you're playing Unleashed. How's the voice acting? Script rather cheesy, good, bad? I think the script one is actually very good. The interplays between the various characters are pretty snappy. But that brings me nicely on to my little rules that I've made up. Now, basically, I'll just read out the Sonic Rex post in its entirety. I wrote this last night in a bit of a sort of answering the usual cavalcade of SSMB questions, which are where's the demo? What's the US release date? I don't know. Stop. And to sort of put in sort of bluntly in another way, it was like, I've been asked on a couple of occasions whether it's worth buying Sonic Unleashed, and naturally the answer is yes. However, I'm going to sort of put sort of a bit of a caveat in that, because as much as I love them, Sonic fans are by default whining little perishers. Yes, you are. No, yeah, you are. And because I am of the fan base, but not of Bajor, I know all your little tantrums, so to lay some kind of foundation, I hereby lay out the Sonic Rex fan rules for Sonic Unleashed. Okay, so, if you're going to hate the Werehog no matter what, then don't buy it. Simple as that. If all you're going to do is compare it to the original Sonic, don't buy it. If all you're going to do is compare it with Sonic 06 because the idea of a love, regardless of the type or intent, between a one-off human character and anthropomorph has somehow spoiled things for you so badly it's all you blabber on about them, by all means buy it, but be quiet. If you're going to be upset if the game dares cater for someone younger than you, or by that fans who A, weren't Sonic fans until recently, or B, weren't alive when Sonic 1 was released, then don't buy it. If you're going to get in a spin over voices, buy it and turn the voices off, or put it on mute or something. Voices, you know, everyone's got their individual opinion on the voices. I think it adds quite highly to it. That's just me. If, however, you want to buy a new Sonic game because it's a new main canon Sonic game, it looks superb, which it does, the music's brilliant, which it is, the Werehog battle music. When you get to hear that, it's just brilliant. It just sort of reeks of sort of 50s detectives or 50s sort of superhero thing. A bit like the theme from the Incredibles, actually. The music from that is a good way of sort of tying it in. That's sort of real da 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 da. Also, like, it's like battle jazz. It's just superb. Gameplay's great. It's highly engaging, enjoyable. It's got quite a good life to it in terms of gameplay, but look at things. Cutscenes are good. You get cutscenes every so often. There's good characters, believable characters, like a character you'll come across called, whose name is Professor Pickle. I think I've taken a page out of sort of the old of traditional theory of sort of English professor, because he eats his cucumber. He's obsessed with cucumber sandwiches, and it's very strange. There's also another character who I'll tell you about briefly, not going into much. Apart from various shops and things, you need to run a sort of shop in every country, naturally enough, that sells various different things. which if it's food-wise, you could then give it to Sonic, or you can possibly give it to Chip, and that might affect something that I believe might well go towards a certain achievement called BFF. Not so sure on that at the moment, but I'm guessing it is. Yes, so there's various things around. There's little nods. Chili dogs are in. Chili dogs are in the game. You get to be able to buy chili dogs. There are also hot dogs, not to be confused with chili dogs. But it does specifically state in the game that Sonic's favourite food is chili dogs, so that's a little nod that they've kept in to a bygone era of animation. Let's see. Who's that character I was going to tell you about? Oh, yes. There is a Chow in the game, but it's not a Chow that you might be familiar with. It's actually that there is a travelling salesman who I found the other day, who I found this morning actually. I think his name is Wentos or something, but he's very bizarre. He's got a very big hat that's pulled right over his eyes, so you can't really see him properly. And he suffers from nerves and some sort of crisis of confidence or something or the other. Because on his right hand, there's a Chow puppet. I'm not making this up. There's a Chow puppet on his right hand. And he talks to the Chow puppet, and the Chow puppet gives him advice. And I haven't got a name, just called Chow. But for reasons that I can't quite understand, the Chow puppet talks in faux Italian. In fact, he talks in faux Italian a bit like a certain plumber we know. Because mommy, it's me, the Chow, and all this stuff. It's in text, but that's what the text is. Oh, it's me, everything's here, and stuff like that. It's most bizarre. What you've seen in terms of the opening on YouTube and things, I think is actually different in terms of what you saw text subtitles and what's actually said is actually different in English, I believe. That's another thing. And I'm going to kind of leave it at that, I think. But generally, it's great. So going back through the forum, see if anyone said anything of interest. That's a big freaking guitar. Resident SD asks, okay, who's this Sonic chap you speak of? I'm not quite sure. I've not met him personally. He's he's always wearing a hat and a big jacket, and he walks with a limp. VJ says, lol, AEK wants to watch Top Gear, and the answer is yes. Anything? Oh, says, for the record, I'm not a whining perisher. No, it's not Mr. Socko, but it is a Chow puppet. You see, like, stitching and stuff. It's quite bizarre. And you end up following him around. Because it's the first time you see him, you sort of scare him away. It's like, oh, someone's spoken to me. Oh, no, people should never. People don't speak to me. And he sort of runs off. Most bizarre. There was also one thing. At one point in the game, you get a camera. Now, obviously the camera might well be where, in terms of story, like Night of the Werehog fits in. Because I'm not quite sure, but all of a sudden you like get a camera. I feel like I missed something, to be honest, but yeah. But so to sum up, it is very good, very good. I want to go back and play it. I've got to do the rest of the show. I want to play it now. I've got a few of achievements so far. Got one relating to wall jumping, one relating to another sort of skill, one relating to leveling up the character, because obviously you gain a very skill point, which makes you faster, stronger, you know, more fierce, more energy, all those sort of things, which does affect the gameplay, and it's very interesting. I've also been hunting around for medals and things like crazy. The first boss fight you have with Robotnik Eggman is great. It is a creature called the Egg Beetle. Yes, for all those of you who hate the egg prefix on bosses, I think it's back, but it's just brilliant. I must admit, I didn't know what the hell I was supposed to do first of all, and I was sort of racing around like an idiot. But you know, it's a big, massive. Actually, Eggman's pretty great. The Eggman's a bit more action Eggman this time around. It's like, wah! Is actually Mike Taylor asks, have you a whoops? Not sure. You'd have to show me what one looks like first. But I'm working through those, trying to get some achievements. As usual, I'm getting all the achievements I can out of the damn thing. That and Saints Row 2, which is the other thing I've been playing at the moment. That's reminded me of something. Wherever the smeg it is. Whoops. I need to send off my love film stuff back. My rentals, I need to send those back. I've had them for bloody ages. Okay, did you notice Eggman had a Dreamcast? Yes, I did notice Eggman had a Dreamcast. After you guys pointed it out. I hadn't seen that. I didn't know that. But that does confirm, actually, that Eggman's a bit of a gamer, doesn't it? It's good. So obviously there was the Mega Drive in the Chronicles, that was sort of strewn across the place, and now there's the Dreamcast. So presumably in Black Knight, there's going to be a Saturn hidden somewhere. I can only assume. Maybe a Game Gear or something. Mike says, have you ever collected an achievement, and as it appeared on your screen saying that you were put off your character and died lost rings? No. Actually, I can't say I have. The only one that I've sort of unlocked, really sort of been played like that so far, was one relating to amount of enemies killed. Well, actually, one of the things I can confirm as well, I know Graham from Sega Nerds is slightly concerned about the robots. Those robots are not egg porn, they're egg fighters. Those are the names of these sort of soldier robots. Actually, the AI for those is fantastic, because if they spot you, they sort of like, they'll either steam in, or alternatively, if there's some sort of creatures nearby, which even includes those sort of multicolored creatures, it's obviously not Eggman related. They'll sort of gesture and sort of go, come over here, quick, and sort of point and sort of gesture to come over here, because look, he's here. Which is good, and there is tactics involved. There are really quick time events and things which you will have to master. I'm pretty crap at quick time events, so my progress is slow. Here's a question: if anyone asks about a demo / UAS for Less Texture, can I shoot them, murder them, slice, maim, destroy them? Yes. He plugs it into his console, the Dreamcast, to answer this somewhat question. That was in there. You can also, within the game, get collect art books, records, and video cassettes. Except I will leave you to find out how you can actually access those things. Right, okay. A couple of minor points I'll go through now, unless anyone's got any major questions. They should PM me if they have any major sections. How are the tornado stages? Hypersonic asks. Tornado stages are basically, you're not flying around. If you remember the last sort of tornado stage you had, it was obviously, was it SA1 or SA2? SA1, and you're moving the lock on around. Now in this one it's different, because obviously you're flying on an on rails path anyway in that one. And this one it's sort of kind of the same, except that you've got instead of the target coming up, you sort of moving the target around, going ah crap, and he says, what's that one over there? I can't get the target over. Instead this time round, you do not do that. It's basically a various quick time event. So a series of robots will come across the screen and they will launch projectiles at you. Now in order to avoid those projectiles and sort of destroy them, you need to press the corresponding button. So one will come towards you and have Y on it or something like that. So you press I'm talking about the 360 one here. So you then press the Y button and then that will explode. Of course, in doing that, there's various ones coming from across the screen. Sometimes there's like a triple one, which you need to do it from left to right in order to get the specific combo bonus. And they are sort of coming from all over the screen, so you have to sort of keep sort of organising, and it's very easy to sort of go, ah, crap, you know, damn it, I'm dying, ah! And in the end, you come across a big, massive machine, which apparently isn't finished yet. A robot, some sort of lieutenant, warns Dr. Romero it's not finished yet. And then you've got to do, sort of fend off all these missiles and things to get yourself an opening to attack the main feature of this ship in order to do it damage. Although the first one actually isn't that, it's sort of time based and survival based, I think, moreover than sort of beat the boss. But yeah, that's what it is. So you've got sort of various ones, and it's like got to press A, because it's coming towards you pretty fast. It's got a little timer clock on it that goes around. I mean, you can see it coming towards you anyway, but it's got a timer clock on there, so you can see sort of how quickly you need to get it done by before it hits you, and you take damage, and then the tornado explodes, and you die. It's quite difficult to explain. They do sort of come from sort of various parts of the screen, so it's not exactly like game of Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero notes come from one place alone. They come from the top and down. Any other questions? I do not believe there is. This, of course, there was, which I didn't see, various degrees of separation. There was a separation question. But I'm just checking to see if there was a Magnificent Seven, because I need to sort of go through those, obviously. Why isn't this working? Blast it. Hotmail.com. So that was the other thing I was going to point out. So I've updated on the Sonic Rec Share Depository the Endless Possibilities MP3. As I said right at the beginning of the show, it's not the main theme; it is the vocal theme of Sonic Unleashed and the main theme of sorts. If you go on the UK Sonic Unleashed page, the Sega's main Sonic Unleashed site, that music in the background that obviously isn't Bowling for Soup, that is the sort of instrumental main theme of Sonic Unleashed. And that's also the Endless Possibilities MP3 that everyone has at the moment is the short version, it's not the full version. So just checking to see if there was any mails coming through. Rex Factor. Some Rex Factor news. And that is that Demex has confirmed that he can be a judge for Rex Factor. The fourth judge, the mystery fourth judge, who will only be judging the they will only be judging the All Stars entries.
Oh dear.
Need to get to sleep earlier tonight. He slash she has confirmed that they will be able to participate and be the judge. So the fourth judge is confirmed for the All Stars, the mystery fourth judge. When will she he be announced? Who knows? Well, we'll find out on the very last show when I tell you who it is. Of course, the very last show of the year. Also, I've put up on the Rex Factor page the address that you should actually send it to, which is, you know, rather useful. So, which is also the Radio Redux, that's on the rex.com address. Derek has a Magnificent Seven question. Insert, you know, in your heads Magnificent Seven theme here, because I can't bother to find it. Here's number seven questions if you need them for this week. How is it possible for the Lone Ranger to be called Lone when he's always with his friend Tonto? Well, Tonto's not really a friend, he's more of an acquaintance. And, you know, he could bugger off any time he likes. Question two, if Mrs. Butterworth is alive and you pour her syrup onto your pancakes, are you stealing her life essence? I have no idea who Mrs. Butterworth is, I'm assuming it's an American product for syrup. You're not stealing her life essence so much as you're stealing her soul in liquid form. And you'd be ashamed of yourself, Demex. What are the holes in salt in crackers for? To help them breathe. I don't know. I'm confused. Does Gargamel want to eat the Smurfs or turn them into gold? No, he just hates them. He just really, really hates them. Doesn't want to eat the Smurfs. Azrael, the cat, wants to eat the Smurfs. I think Gargamel does sort of try and cook them at some point, but he just wants to kill them. He just wants them dead. There's no middle ground for him. He just hates them and wants them dead. If an analog clock shows that it is 3:15, would there be an angle between the hour and minute hand, or would there be no angle at all? That depends entirely whether or not it's the, you know, it's the interior angle or the exterior angle. However, if it's both the same, then there is angles 180 degrees, unless you take it that there is only one hand and there's the hand across, in which case there is no angle because there's no two lines. Six. I want my child to run away. I tried kicking it, throwing it, smashing it into rock, bouncing it off other chow, and try and drown it. Nothing seems to be working. What should I do? Shoot it. Shoot it in the head, preferably with a high-velocity assault rifle. 7. You are trapped in the African savannah. Behind you is a hungry lion, and before you lies a lake full of carnivorous fish. What do you do? Well, you should have the high-velocity assault rifle with you still, in which case you shoot the lion, make a rug out of it for your bedroom, and then be on your merry way. And that's the end of the Magnificent Seven. It's also, I think, the end of this show. So I will put on the last piece of music that I said that would be put on. No one's really got anything. Earthfoss says the angle is 3.2 degrees for the clock question. I don't care. What's people speaking about? What's Jay Forever pointing at? Oops. I guess I'll never know, because it dumped me out of the chat. Okay, yeah, so what was were we going to have? We were going to have battery, find battery zone from Project Chaos, and then we were going to have, oops, I think this is flying battery zone from Project Chaos. Come on. Oops. Apparently that isn't from Project Chaos. Come on. Oh, this is. In fact, no, we're not going to have that. We're going to have the flying battery zone remix from the Sonic & Knuckles Sonic 3 remix album, which is a lot better. And then we're going to have some Rusty Ruin, because that was asked of me as well, and the Act 2 one was asked specifically. No one really specified which, if it was the Mega Drive on or the Saturn one, so we're going to have the Saturn one, because that's all kinds of awesome. So, that's the end of the show. I've been R20K, this has been Radio Redux Live. I will see you next week, I think. I am not anywhere crazy next week, am I? No. Okay, so I will see you next week. Bye for now.